ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Ches. We'll begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Mabez. Dor HaMabul Ein Lehem Chelek Le'ilam Habo. Dor HaMabul does not have a chelek in Le'ilam Habo, Ve'en Oimdin Bedin, She'nemar Le'yodin Ruchi Bo'odom Le'oilam. And the Mishnah darshins loy din veloy ruach, not din and not ruach, they're not oinim medin, and they don't have a ruach to be with tzaddikim loylam habo. The Meiri understands that oylam habo means after misa and refers to hashoras hanefesh, the fact that the nefesh remains eternal. That's the oylam haneshamis, which is lacha misa, and if you're not zeich loylam habo, that means that nafsho is nichreses. So that's what the Mishnah means, that Dor HaMabul Ein Lehem Chelek Le'olam Habo, their nefoshes anichrosos, and they're not part of the Olam HaNeshamis. What does it mean, Ve'en Oimdin B'din? That refers to Tchias HaMesim, which is Zman HaAchrein after Yemois HaMashiach. It's like the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila were Mesader in Shabbos davening in the morning in the Yotzer. It says, Ein Ke'erkecho Hashem Elikeinu Be'olam Hazeh. That refers to the Chaim in this world. Vein zulosecha malkeinu l'chayi ha'olam habo. That's referring to the olam haneshamis. That's after Misa, where the neshamis abim misanig al Hashem if they're zoichen, if not they're nichras. Efes biltecha gayaleinu l'mayis ha'mashiach refers to what we know as Mashiach, and according to machlekes, but according to Shmuel and others, it's amen. L'mayis ha'mashiach to zmaneinu el shivat malchias. It's where Mashiach ben David will come and bring us into the Beis Hamikdash, Eretz Yisrael, we'll build a bayis shlishi, but we'll still be in this world. Ve'ein doim olachom ha'ishyeinu l'schias ha'meisim is the last kufa of tchias ha'meisim, where the neshamas come back to life, and that's what it's referred to according to the Meiri in Oimdin B'din. It comes out that even Rishoyim that are not zeich le'olam habo, but they gufam are oimdim im nafsham l'tchias hamesim, in order to be done the guf with a nefesh. And the mashal to that is brought down earlier in Sanhedrin, the mashal to a chiger and a suma, the guf and the nefesh come together. The Mishnah tells us a chiddush that dor hamabul, they were not zeich to either of the two. They were not zeich not to le'olam habo to be in the olam haneshamis, and they were not zeich to be have tchias hamesim, that the nefesh should be nidoin together with the guf. And the napetchia lam bedin. That's what it means. Anayim bedin. The nafshim is nidoinim la'olam legami. The nefesh is constantly being judged in Gehenim. And na'ayim betchia even ledin. The Yad Ramah learns a little differently. The Yad Ramah's mefarish that olam haba refers to the zman of tchias hamesim. So when we say der hamabul ein len chelik le'olam haba, we mean that their ruach will not come back to their guf to be chay le'olam, which is man tchias hamesim, and the meila gam ein oimdim bedin, because the nefesh and the guf have to be together in order to be judged. And if the guf and the nefesh are not together, because they don't have a chelik le'olam haba, meaning that their ruach will not come back to their guf lichyos la'olam, so meila there will not be nidoinin ke'echod derech kulon. They could only be nidoinin ke'echod, the guf and the neshama together. And since they're not going to come together, they're not going to have that judgment. So basically, the Mishnah is saying really one concept, that dor hamabul ein len chelik le'olam haba, that they're not going to be bizman tchias hameisim, and meila they're not going to be nidoin gufam together with nafsham. The Ramah adds and says the reason why they're not oimdim bedin lekabel oinshon is because it was enough the oinish they were makabel in el mazeh that the Rabbi Shon brought on them the mei hamabul. So that's what it means. So it's like kiilu it's a limut chusa, a shtickle better for the dor hamabul. The dor hamabul is but at least they oimed in bedin because they already received their punishment. So the Yad Ramah says lefizeh in the hemshich of the Mishnah where it says that the anshe sedoim. The Anshei Sodom do not have a chel el habo. Shneim of Anshei Sodom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'od roim boil mazev v'chatoim loel habo. Aval oim din bedin. The Mishnah contrasts the Anshei Sodom to the Anshei Dor HaMabul and says the Anshei Sodom are yes oim din bedin. Yes, Reb Nechemya argues and says elu v'elu ain oim din bedin. But according to Tanakhama, Anshei Sodom are not oim din bedin. So the Ramah explains that the reason why Anshei Sodom do not have the chelik el haba is because they were rishoyim. They don't have a schus, a chelik in the toiva tzvun le tzadikim, which is called el haba stam. But they're oimdim the kabbal unshom. That means that the Shem will put back their nefesh in their guf anti mekabel an einish. So the Yad Rama asks, why is the Anshei Sedaim going to have and be nidoin lased lavi be nidoin that the neshama will go back into the guf and they'll be judged more than the Anshei Der Hamabel? The same svar you have, and the Anshei Der Hamabel, that they already mekabel their einish in this world, that should be exempt them from having a second din where the nefesh goes back in the guf and they get judged a second time, like you said by the Anshei Der Hamabel. Says the Yad Rama that Anshei Sedaim are different, that even though they're makabel miktsas einishin b'olam hazeh al yidei zeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamte aleihem gofres ve'eshim nashamayim, but since they were hirbu l'harshia yoyser midar hamabel, they were more wicked than the dar hamabel, like it says zaka sedaim va'amayra ki robo v'chatosom gekovdom oid, so they're royally onish b'olam hazeh uva'olam habo. They're going to be nenash, not only that they're not going to be zeich l'olam habo, they will also be nanesh that there will be nidoinim. Their nefesh will be put into their guf and they'll be judged a second time. So al kaponim l'chayra comes out a machlokes in two nekudas between the Meiri and the Yad Rama. First of all, they argue in the pirish of what it means elam haba in the Mishnah of Dar Mabel elam chelik elam haba. According to the Meiri, elam chelik elam haba means the elam hanashamis, and according to the Yad Rama, it means the zman atchias hamesin. And also they argue in what the reason for the second half of the Mishnah of why Anshei Der Hamabel are not Nidainin. According to the Meiri, it's because Faket, such great Rishoyim, they're not even Zeichel Adin. They're not Zeichel Adchias HaMesim. So not only are they going to be Nidain, they don't have Chelik Olam Habo, they're not part of the Elam HaNeshamis, there's a Gevissa Krisus that they have to suffer, and they're not part of that Taina L'Sanig HaShem, but they also will be Nidainim a second time, Vishas Tchias HaMesim. And according to Yad Rama, really the din of, it's really one din in the Mishnah. They argue Elam Habo means Tchias HaMesim, and when it says they're not Nidainim, it's because if they were so nenash, they had so much punishment they received in Elam Hazeh through the Mea Mabul, they don't require to be Nidain a second time and to be nenash another time. Machayr, we can ma'ir one nekuda. It comes out according to the Mishnah that only the Anshei Der Hamabul Elam Chayek Elam Habo, they named the Medin. Anshei Sedaim, and the Mishnah also mentions Der Afloga, but it seems like any other non-Jews, other Hasidei Umas HaElam, would have Elam Habo. So what's pshat in the beginning of the Misperek, where it says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik L'Elam Habo, L'Chair is not true. Not only Klai Yisrael has a Chelik in Elam Habo, the Umas HaElam also have a Chelik in Elam Habo. This question was in the story already by the Tiferes Yisrael and Mishnayis, and other Mepharshim asked this Kasha. L'Chair, you can miyasha this Kasha based on the Rambam Nilchas Tshuva. The Rambam Nilchas Tshuva in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, in the end of the Halacha says, well, after he goes through how we judge Klal Yisrael, Ruben Avaynois or Ruben Zchuyois, he says, Shekol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik L'Elam Habo, Afal Pi Shechotu. All of Klal Yisrael have a Chelik L'Elam Habo, even though they did Averis, Shenemar Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, Lo'olam Yirshu Oretz. Your nation is all tzaddikim, they will always inherit Oretz. Oretz zu moshel, kolim Eretz achayim v'hi ha'olam habo. That's a reference to olam habo. That's what it means in the first Mishnah, Perek Chelik, they call Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, Yeshem Chelik l'olam habo. The Rambam continues and ends and says, v'chein chassidi umas ha'olam yeshlam chelik l'olam habo. The chassidi umas ha'olam also have a chelik in olam habo. So we see that they do have a chelik tak in olam habo. It's so the Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Habo doesn't mean lafuke the Chassidi Umas HaOlam. What Shver is from our Mishnah, it's Mishnah's mashma that only Der Hamabel doesn't have a Chelik Habo, but it's mashma that everyone else from the Umas HaOlam, even if they're not Chassidim, have a Chelik Habo. So vayta it's Shver. So Eina Chanami, you'll tell me when the Mishnah says Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Habo, it's not coming to exclude all the goyim. Chassidi Umas HaOlam are included. Malachir from this Mishnah's mashma that it's not Dafka Chassidi Umas HaOlam. As long as you're not Rishoyim Gemurim, as long as you're not from the Der Hamabul or the Anshei Sedaim, you'd also have a Chelek L'Olam Habo. Ulai, you can be Yechalek and Miyashid is a Chelek between Koidim Matan Torah and Lacha Matan Torah. Could be Koidim Matan Torah, L'Olam Habo was Shaykh to all of us Olam. And that's why the Mishnah, when it's referring to before Matan Torah, he says only Der Hamabul doesn't have Chelek L'Olam Habo. Only the Anshei Sedaim don't have a Chelek L'Olam Habo. This is all before Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, so then it was given to Klal Yisrael, and only the Chassidi Umas HaElam would have a Chelek in Elam Habo. And then Rambam, and the Mishnah, in the beginning of Chelek, which is referring to even Lacha Matan Torah, is Dafka Kol Yisrael Yesh Tem Chelek Elam Habo, and not Kol Yisrael, but the Chassidei Umas Ha'olam also would have a chelek leilam haba, but Stam Umas Ha'olam would not. Then is the Ramchal, the Marmokim, the Ramchal on Derech Hashem, speaks about the Umas Ha'olam and Elam Haba, and he says that Chassidim Umas Ha'olam will have a chelik in Elam Haba as a nispach, as like an addendum to Klal Yisrael, not like an independent chelik. So we see that there is a possibility of the Umas Ha'olam being, or at least the Chassidim Umas Ha'olam being in Elam Haba, like the Rambam says, and the only difference between them and Klal Yisrael is that it's not the same type of a chelik. They're like secondary and subservient to Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that Anshei Sdoim ein lem chelik lem habo, aval oimdim bedin. But Nehemiah says elu ve'elu ein oimdim bedin, and Rashi explains that elu ve'elu means the Anshei Dor Hamabul and the Anshei Sdoim. That means according to the Tana Kama, the Anshei Sdoim ani doinin loelam habo, and according to Nehemiah, both the Anshei Dor Hamabul and the Anshei Sdoim are not ni doinin. The Hershash is medayik that's mashmir over here that the Anshei Dor Hafloga lekuli alma ani doinin. Because it skips it. Really, the Mishnah begins Dor Hamabul, Ein Lem Chelik Lem Habo Vein Oimdim Bedin. Then the Mishnah speaks about Dor Haflog and says Ein Lem Chelik Lem Habo, but doesn't mention if it's Oimdim Bedin or not. And then it goes to the Anshei Sdoim and it brings a machloikis if they're Oimdim Bedin or not. Tanakam holds they're Oimdim Bedin, and Nehemiah says Elu Ve'elu Ein Oimdim Bedin. And Rashi's Medai. Rashi learns that Elu Ve'elu refers to the Anshei Dor Hamabul and the Anshei Sdoim that are not Oimdim Bedin. What about the Anshei Dor Haflogo? It's mashma l'kuli alma, they are, yes, oimdim bedin. Tosis Yom Tov also learns like that since there's no mute for the Dor Hafloga, ba karchoch, they're oimdim bedin. Now, the way we explained before, that according to the Yad Rima, the pirush of Dor Hamabul not being oimdim bedin is because they already received their oinish in Olam Hazeh, because of the Mabul itself, and the only reason why Anshei Sdoim are Oimdim Bedin, according to the Tanakhama, is because they were so wicked and they're such great Rishoyim, the Rabu Chatosim, that they deserve even that Oinish. So Ebazoi is very well understood what's with the Dor Hafloga, that the Anshei Dor Mabul and not Nidoinim, they're in Mekabal the Oinish. And Nehemiah holds that the Anshei Sdoim were also Mekabal the Peronius, but Anshei Dor Hafloga, they didn't get such a terrible punishment in this world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy them. He was only Mefitz Oisam. He only spread them out. Akolorets. So Mela makes sense the way the Rishash and the Tais Yom Medayik that the Anshei Dor Hafloga lekuli alma yes nidoinim, because they didn't receive such a great punishment in this world. It's the only tzad. The only reason why Anshei Dor Hamabul are not is because they were all destroyed. But Anshei Sdoim is an exception because they did such terrible, their averus much worse than normal. But the Anshei Dor Hafloga, they didn't receive in this world. So it makes sense they should be Nidoinim. Also, the Anshei Sdoim that we're saying according to Tanakhama are Oimdin Bedin. So, like the Fidei Ramah, it's Geshmak, because the Anshei Sdoim were Choytei much worse than Dor Hamabul. It's Kavde Chatosam. They made Hashchosa, maybe possibly they made Hashchosa and Chomas like a Shita and a Chayk in their Medina. We'll soon see the explanations of how terrible that Sdoim was. They didn't stand where, Stam didn't do Averis Mekayach Tavosam. They're much worse than Dor Hamabul. So, therefore, they deserve, they should be Nidoinim. Or maybe, possibly, they were just Stam, they did Averis, all the same Averis they did as Dor Hamabul, and they were Choyte more. It doesn't have to be that necessarily that Dor Anshei Sdoim had a whole different type of Chatoim, which were not, with Dor Hamabul did not do. It's possibly they did the same, but they did it much, much worse. They're worse, according to the Yad Rama, that's why they are Nidoinim. The truth of Maral Saka says that the reason why the Dor Hamabul are not Nidoinim is ain't bedin, he says, because it's mida keneged mida. The Dor Hamabul, the ikr was they were ma'aves the dinim. They didn't all the judgments they didn't follow the dinim. So they're roy themselves. They're roy that they should they yamdim bedin. It's like mida keneged mida, as a mida keneged mida, and the fakir and the Anshei Sdoim, they made like a sheet out of it. So then we'll judge them according to how much they didn't judge. They didn't do the dinim. Stam Dor Hamabul, Stam didn't do the halachas. Stam didn't do it, but the Anshei Sdoim, they are going to be oimdim bedin because they made the din. Everything that they did wickedly was done al pidin. They had courts set up to go ahead and be ma'avas the dinim and do it wrong. Not just that they didn't listen. They did everything exactly because this is what our rule in our country is. This is how we do how we don't do chesed. This is how we torture other people. So mela if I care mida can I get mida, they should go to them and cause them to be oimdim bedin. The Marsha says that the Anshidar Haflog over here, their Einish was, like it says in Rosh Hashanah, that Rishoyim, the Guf is Kola, and the Nesham is Nisrefes, and the Ruach is Fazrosan, Tachas Kap is Ragli Tzadikim. That this is interesting Einish with their Haflogah. That the body was destroyed, and the Nesham was burnt, and the Ruach is Mephazadem, Tachas Ragli Kap is Tzadikim. It's an interesting way of explaining the Einish of Dara Flogah, but it's a shtikal astira to what the Miskarov says in Tehillim. It says in the Pasuk of Kichilasta Nafshi Mimoves, Esainim in Dimos, Ragli Medechi, he says there are three types of Einishim. He says there's a Einish Magia for Rishoyim that it's Kores, that ain't, like the Rambam says, Hanakomish ain't a coming, Gedolim Menu, Shetichros Hanefesh, Le Tizgel Oisan Achayim, will not be Zeicha to the Chayim of Oilam Habo, that's the worst punishment, and lechayr, that's what's meant over here in Dara Mabel Elam Chayr Glem Habo, and not Dara Floga, and not the Anshay's Daim. They're getting the most wicked punishment, that they're not Zeicha to Elam Habo, they're not Zeicha to that Chaim Nitzchim. The second punishment, the Rambam says, is Gehenim. We would think Gehenim is the worst, it's not the worst. Gehenim is the second. It's a Beinim, the Rambam says, which are Mechza Avoynes, not Menich Tfilim Oilam, they have a Chayr Glem Habo. But the mice, they have to go through Gehenna. He says, even Rishoyim, that Avinisam and Merubin, they get judged according to the Averis. So all their Averis get wiped out with Gehenna, which is a terrible, terrible Einish. But they still have a Chelik Leilam Haba. There's no Kores. It's not Eilam Chelik Leilam Haba. That's much worse than the first type of punishment. And the Biskarov is Medayik and says a third punishment. It's a Bryson Rishon and says, after Yud Beis Chodesh, Gufon Kolev and Ishmos and Nisrefes. The ruach mifazros and the wind blow. Wind of Savruch, he said, wind blows them. Tachas kapis ragli tzadikim. Like it says, it brings a pasuk. Vaseisim rishoyim ki you efer tachas kapis ragleichem. It means after the makabel the einish of Gehenim and the zechut of Gan Eden. But over there also, they're not mamish in Gan Eden regular, like the regular walking Gan Eden. They'll be efer tachas kapis ragli hatzadikim. And he teaches the pasuk like that. Chilatz don nafshi mimaves means that he was saved. David Melech was saying he's saved from kores, from misas hanefesh, which is the most chomerdik of all einshim in the world. As Einim in Dima, it's in the din of Gehenna, which is called Emek HaBocha, the place where people cry, where people are suffering. Amikin lam Gehenna, Yeboichin, by reading Demois, Kamayin Shalshitin, the Gemara says Ne'ervin, that's the place of Bechia. So that's what it means. The second part of the pasuk is Einim in Dima, that he's protected from that. And as Ragli Midechi is the third din, not to become an Afer, not to become ashes, Tachas Kapo is Ragli at Tzadikim. Yishu Mishalach in Ganein, like one of the Tzadikim, that's what he says afterwards, as Halich Lefnei Hashem, Be'artzei Sachayim, which is referring to Chaye Oilam Haba. So it seems that the way the Biskrov understood it, that this last punishment of being Afer, Tachas Kapo is Ragli at Tzadikim, is the least of the three punishments. And L'chayro, our Mishnah is not discussing that at all. Our Mishnah is discussing the first Eilam Chayel Gleil Haba means that there's no Chayi HaNefesh, there's a Kores. And we mentioned earlier, we said that the Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chayel Gleil Haba and the Chassidim Umas Eilam have Chayel Gleil Haba, that refers to the after Gehenim, the second Einish maybe they have to receive, but then they can go to Eilam Haba, they go to Gan Eden. The third, the least level is that they become Efer Tachas Kapois Tachas Ragli HaTzadikim. So that's l'chayr the least, and Mashal learns that in the Dora Floga, that then says in the when the Mishnah says Yofetz Oisam Hashem Oisam Mishama Pnei Kol Oretz Yofetz Oisam El Mazem Mishama Fitzam Hashem El Habo, that refers to this Einish of Rish Guf Kola and the Shaman is in Srefes and Ruch Mefazros and Tachas Kapes Ragli Atzadikim. Unless the Mashal l'chayr must be referring to a different Einish, which is much worse, which is also together Elam Chelik Loilam Habo. A kaponim in summary, we teach the Mishnah of Dora Mabel Elam Chelik Loilam Habo to mean either Trias Amesim, like the Ramah learns, and that's what Einayin the Medin means, a continuation, that you don't put the Nefesh into the Guf, or the way the Meiri learns, Olam Haba means the Chaye Ha Neshamas, Olam Ha Neshamas. And we explain that according to the Ramah, the reason why Anshes Daim possibly are. Also, Ein the Medin is not a Mila, is a Chisarin. It means they're so wicked that they also will be punished in the fact that the Guf will go back, and the Neshama will go back into the Guf, and they'll be Nidainin a second time. And the Dara Mabel, they suffered. So since they suffered, they're ready in this world, they're wiped out. They are not going to have to be Oimed Bedin. According to the Meiri, L'chayr, it's Fakert. It's the Ein the Medin is a Mila, not a Chisarin. And the Dara Mabel was worse, that it was Ein Oimdin Bedin. Let's move on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the top of Kufches brings in the Meraglim. Meraglim ain't lim chelek loyalim habosh, and everybody Yamusu anoshim might see a divas or it's ro'o, the magayful of Ne'ashem. Vayamusu, the Mishnah says, means loyalim hazeh, and magayfa, and magayfa loyalim habo. Vayamusu and magayfa, two deaths, death in this world, and the death in the world to come in loyalim habo. There's a very, very interesting tour in Arachayim and Simon Tov Kuf Pei that brings Vashem the Behag that either two different Gersois, either Zion or Yud Zion El, was more Mesu Maitsiye Dibas Aretz with Magefu. When did the Meraglim, the Maitsiye Dibas Aretz, when did they die? They died on an El. And the Beis Yosef brings Vashem Chuvas Arosh in Klal Yud Gimel Simon Chav Beis that from the Seder Apsukibis Mashma, the Meraglim died on that day that they were Maitsiye Dibas, which means on Tisha B'Av. They died on that day. On that day, right? The Psukim say that immediately they died. So the answer is and says the Maitsiye Dibo were not the Meraglim. They were others. And they are the ones who were made Subel. That means the Maitsiye Dibo, they died like the Torah brings the chain to Bahag on a certain day in El, Zainel or Yad Zainel. But the Meraglim themselves, they died Boisayoim on Tisha B'Av. So Beis Yosef asks that Lachari the Einish, what was the Einish of the Meraglim? If you look through the Chazal, tell us the Rashi brings it. The Einish of Meraglim was a terrible misa mishuna that their tongues came out and it reached their belly buttons and then they died a misa mishuna. So the Beis Yosef is a chiddush that to miyashev this bahag from the Rosh's kasha that they started to die on Tisha B'Av, but they did not die until Zayin El. And that's Miyashiv, the two Namari Chazal. From the Seder Apsukim, it's Mashim Raglim Taka died on the day they went to Dibu, which is Tisha B'Av. But they didn't die Mamish, they began to die then. And they only died later on Zayin El. But it also comes out, according to the Beis Yosef, there were no two groups. There were no Metzia Diba and Meraglim, which is Metzia Diba and Meraglim are one and the same. And now Mishnah is saying Meraglim don't have a Chayk Lem Habo, and the Mishnah brings a Raya from Vayamusu Hanoshim Metzia Diba Sa'aretz. Rob Magev from Hashem. They're one and the same. They weren't two different groups. The Bach is Deich Nekasha. He says there's no mashmois in the Pasik that the Meraglim died on that day of Tisha B'Av. It's not. It could be. There's no two groups. There's no Meraglim. I might see a Diba. It's the same group, but they died Takanel. Who said they died? It says clearly in the Pesukim that they died earlier. It's not a steer at all. He says the Rosh's Kasha is not a tain on the Bahag. The Taka was referring to the Meraglim, but they died later. The Beis Yosef also has a very interesting kasha. He says that why is the Torah bringing this for? The Torah is bringing this to say these are days when we're misanin, we fast. So he says, why should we fast on the day that the Rishoyim died? On the day that the Rishoyim died, it says, avoid Rishoyim Rina. It's a rejoicing when the wicked are destroyed and taken away from this world. So why is that a reason for a tainus? Says the Beis Yosef that maybe because they were not zeicha, that the tshuva should be niskabel, so we are mitzdar. Because Mestama, the Beis Yosef says, they were Shav B'Tshuva, and they were not in Eskabel, obviously. They died, which is like our Mishnah, it says, Eilam Chelek Lem Habo. But there's still an Indian of Tsar in the fact that they did not achieve their goals. The Bach argues on this Beis Yosef, and he says another reason. He says the reason is because all of Klais from the Midbar were punished because they listened to the Meraglim. And it was Nigzer on them, Gzer G'dayla, Shemusim B'Midbar. So he says the Tainus is not, the reason why Misanin is not because it's a bad thing that they died. The Tainus is Midarach HaTshuva. They were Mekabal themselves, the Misanin this day, Fledoyrois, in order to emase him lave to that great Avera that clients will listen to the Koil of Rishoyim. Which day did they choose? They chose the day that the Rishoyim died, which is a reminder that because clients will listen to the Rishoyim, that's what a terrible, terrible Avera, that terrible Avera clients was over. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because of that came out a terrible Gzera of the Churban Beis HaMikdash and not being able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Al Kalpanim is Mavur from the Bach that there are two Tanais in them, Mikoyach the Maisa Meraglim. There's a Tainus of Tisha B'Av, which is when there was a Gzer of Klal Yisrael, Shlei Yikonis La'aretz, and that was also the time when it was Necher of Abayis Rishay and Abayis Sheni. And the Torah himself brings down these three reasons for Tainus of Tisha B'Av, because of the Gzerah, and which is a Tzor of the Maisa Meraglim. Klal Yisrael, listen to what they said. They were Bochah B'Chiyah Shal Chinam. And besides that, day of Tisha B'Av, there's also another tainus. Tainus on either Zayin and Zayin El, to be chayzeh b'tshuva and the chet of the shmiel to the koil of Rishoyim, which itself is also a chet. Keilu, there is two nekudas here. There's one nekuda that Klal Yisrael did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They were bochu b'chir shel chinam. Because of that they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, they were bochu b'chir shel chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was keveya of b'chir l'doiris, and therefore the bais rishon of Ma'ishenu be nechrav. And Klai Yisrael Taka of the Dor HaMidbar, we're not Zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. But there's another Nakuda. There's a Nakuda here of Klai Yisrael listening to the Rishoyim. Listening to Rishoyim is Mechaiva, Indian of Tshuva in its own. And that was Gufa Chet in itself, besides the Tetzois that came out of that Aveir of listening to the Meraglim. And for that Chet, the Bach is explaining the Bahag, that and then the Torah, and that's why we're Mesane on Zayin and Zayin El to be Chayza Mechuva on that Chet of Shmiah to the Koil of Rishoyim. It's a Dover Nifla. If you think about it, that you have to use your Koyach HaShmiah Dafka for Divrei Musar and Techocha and Divrei Torah and not listen to Rishoyim, besides that you can't emulate Chas V'Sholem, the Maiser Rishoyim, and do Averis. In itself, the Shmiah in itself is an Aveira. Well, Kapodim, the reason I'm bringing this up over here in the Mishnah is because the Mishnah L'Chayr is Mashma that the Meraglim and the Metziah Diba were one and the same. The Mishnah says Meraglim Ein L'Chayr L'Abo, and it tells to this Pasuk of Yamusu Anoshim Metziah Diba Sa'oret Rov Magel V'nei Hashem. Let's move on to the next Chelik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Dor HaMidbar Ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Habo V'Ein Oimdin B'Din. Shneimer, like it says, Amidbar say Yitamu v'Sham Yomusu Dibri Rabbi Kiva. They're not going to have a chelik l'olam haba, and they're not going to be oimed bedin. Rabbi Eliezer, Malay Moimer, Isli Chasidoi Kursi Risi Al Yazovach. Rabbi Eliezer, we'll see in the Gemara what the machleik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva is. But in the Sefer Margolius Ayam asks a very obvious question. It says Dor Hamidbar has no chelik l'olam haba. There are many tzaddikim in that dor. How could it be they have no chelik? The whole dor doesn't have any tzaddikim at all. Even though we just mentioned the Meis Yosef and Tav Kuf Pei says the other Meis Midbar besides the Meraglim, he says the Meraglim suffered that terrible Misa Meshuna of the Lishayinam Al Tiburam. But the rest, the Meis Yosef, the rest of Klai Yisrael on the Midbar died of Misas Neshika. He says Kemishchal Benisa Michal, like taking out a hair out of milk. So how is it you talking to say that they don't have a chel Gmum Haba? There were many, many tzaddikim in the Dor HaMidbar. How can you say the whole Dor HaMidbar doesn't have Chayel Lel Havo? So he says, in Sefer Margolius Ayam says that the Mishnah, when it says that Dor HaMidbar Ein Lem Chelek Lel Havo, is referring Dafka to the Mislainanim. It's not referring to all the entire Dor HaMidbar. Yeah, the Mislainanim didn't have a Chelek Lel Havo, but not the entire Dor HaMidbar. And Shach HaLatera Pashas Kerech Rav says it's going in the Erev Rav and not the whole Dor. There's a Murdik, a fascinating Mahalach of Avadis, it's not a Pekabolim, it's not a Pshat, but it's from the Rami Panu in Sefer Sorma Morris in Maimer Chikra Din, Chelik Beis, Perikhes, he said the Dover Nifla. He said that the Rabbi Kiva said, Dor Midbar Ein Lem Chelik Lem Habo was not a Greyus, it was not a Chisarn, it was a Maila. He was saying the Kavani is that they don't have a Tzairach Lem Habo. Because since they saw the Shechina in Kriyas Yamsuf, they were on such a madrega, they didn't require Ilm Habah, kill the Ilm Habah beforehand. It's not the Pash Mishat, but it answers this kasha also. To say that the entire Dor HaMidbar had no Shaykhis to Ilm Habah, there were so many tzaddikim, is a Dover Pella in itself. The end of the Mishnah says, Adas Kairach Ein Asida Lalis, Shenemar Vetechas Aleim Oretz Ve'ilm Hazeh, Vayoyiv Demitech HaKol Lo'ilm Habah. Div Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yezer, Malay Moimer, Hashem Memes, Mechaye, Meirid, Sha'ol, Vayoal. Marshoa asks, why did Rabbi Kiva require a Pusik? Tepuk Lay, that the reason why the Adas Kerech do not have a Chelik Lel Mabo is because they are Chelik in the Dor HaMidbar. So the Marshoa answers that the Dor HaMidbar were better. That means they're not going to be Ayim Bedin to receive a punishment. Adas Kerech are worse. They're going to be Ayim Bedin to receive a punishment, to be Nanash. Like the Rama says, that the Ayim Bedin is Fakert. The Ayim Bedin is because they're going to get punished more. They're going to, the Ayim Bedin. The Ayim Bedin is they put the goof into the neshama and you be nidin a second time. The Das Kairach is worse. They're going to be Nanash a second time. Dor HaMidbar doesn't have that extra additional Ayim. It's just Ayim Chelik, Ayim Habo. Rabbi Eliezer brought a pasuk, Hashem Meimis V'Chayim Meir Shoyel V'Yoal. which really is in the Shira of Chana. Chana was mispaled as Tefillah. Hashem may be Machaya. Hashem is the one who gives life. He should take them out of Gehenim. Who is he referring to? He's mispaled B'nei Kairach. The obvious question is, why was Chana mispaled on B'nei Kairach? What was her shaykhus? Hashem Mishpacha, which we know Shmuel Anavi was a descendant of Kairach. Why was she mispaled for B'nei Kairach? So the Klei Yoker says, because since the whole reason why Kairach was nichshal is because he saw a shalshel is gedolah yoytzim imenu, he saw that Shmuel Anavi would be his descendants. He thought that he's justified in his attack on Moshe Rabbeinu to get the kuhuna. So it comes out that in a certain way Shmuel Anavi was goyim to the field of Kairach, although it wasn't of course Shmuel's fault, but in Kairach's mind, because he's going to have a Shmuel, that's why he anticipated that he would emerge victorious in this machlaikas. Therefore, Chana felt the responsibility to mispal for Kairach Adosi, for Bnei Kairach, in order to take them out of Gehenim, because it's seemingly she felt that a little bit her son and herself, they were goyrim in the mapala of Kairach. Interesting chiddush. The Meiri says the members did tshuva when they fell into the ground. We know they said, the Gemara says, Babasra, they said, we'll see later, in the bottom, later that they said, Moshe Emes, Rossi Emes, the Anu Badoim. So they did tshuva. So it could be the Tefillah Taka was, Mitzad Chana was Taka, Mael Taka helped, that they should be able to do tshuva. Let's move on to the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the Dor HaMabul, it brings Psukim, that they have no Chelek, Leum Habo. And the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan Dor HaMabul in his go el bishvil toive sheshpiel haMakadosh Baruch Hu." The Dor HaMabul only were haughty and became baligayim and did so many averes because of the goodness of the so much benefits that they received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they were came such averes and they were punished. One of the things that they said was, "Amru," they said, "Klum tzrichen anu loy el tibush shel gshamim." Do we need the Rebbeinu shel Olam only for a drop of rain? We don't even need Hashem for a drop of rain. Why? Yeshlan in the horiz of Mayonis. We have rivers and springs, Shanu Mistapkin Behem, that we could be supplied with all good that we need from ourselves. The Maral explains that they were Mishtamish. They used the Rav Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them to be Isaac more in Gashmias. And because of that, they were more in his go. Like it says, Vayishman, Yeshurin, Vayivot, and they were married by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that the Sherish of their Chet is in the fact that they had so much Hanas Elam Hazeh, and they used that Hanas Elam Hazeh to be married in a Kaddish Baruch, to rebel in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That itself was the Siba of their downfall. What does it mean when it says that they said, Klum Tzricha Nonu Latiba Shel Geshavim? Why did they choose this type of an expression, Dafka Gvuras Geshavim, they spoke about to say, we don't need you, HaKaddish Baruch Hu, we can manage on our own, we have an Ahoras, we have Mayonais. So the Achreinim want to explain it based on the Gro in Aderes Elio, in Zeus Pasha Zeus Abrocha. Chazal tell us, Mazkirin Gevuras Geshamim et Chias HaMesim. Why? Why we mention Gevuras Geshamim, Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem, in the Broch of Chias HaMesim? Says the Gemara, because Metechshi Shkula, because it's equal, Ketchias HaMesim, it gives life, it's like Chias HaMesim, Lefikach Kavu, therefore they set the Hazkara, the mentioning of Gvuras Geshamim, Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem, Betchias HaMesim. What's the pshat? So the Gain says, the Gain says that the Inyan of Geshamim is not al piteva klal. The Inyan of Geshamim is not in the regular parcel of nature. The sun rises and the sun sets. That's the teva that has a certain seder that happens in a certain expected, predetermined fashion. The Rebbeinu Shem set the world in such a teva. But Geshamim is not like that. Sometimes it's Yerid, sometimes it's not Yerid. Sometimes it's Yerid every single day. And sometimes it can go for a long time without any rain. There's no rhyme or reason to when it rains, when it doesn't rain. Of course, the earth needs the rain, and the rains are there to cause things to grow. But when it rains exactly, there's no system. There's no rhyme and there's no reason. And says the Gain, that's why it's called Gevurais Geshamim. Because it's nicker in the Geshamim, the Gevurais Hashem, more than all other Dvarim Tivim, like the Shemesh and the Areyach and the Ruach and other things which are built in with a certain Seder in Teva, in Olam Hazeh. And so too, Tchias HaMesim is also not Alpi Teva. So just like Tchias HaMesim is not Alpi Teva, and Geshamim also, you see the Gevurais Hashem, therefore the Rekeveh Gevurais Hashem in Tchias HaMesim. That's how he explains that Maimer Chazal. And the Biskarov is Maisif, and he says that that's why Gshama not Yerdim unless you mispal. Because since it's not a Piderach HaTeva, it requires Tefillah. We all know the famous Maimon Chazal, Rashi brings, on the Pasik and Bereshis, V'odam Ayin, Lavaydes Adama. Man was not yet created to work the land. And Rashi says, he was not yet aware, he's not here yet, the man is not yet here, to Makir, to recognize Tevos and Shal Gshamim, the need and the benefit of rains, in order to mispal, lispal land, to mispal on the rains, so that it should come. So the grass and the vegetation was almost ready to emerge, but it didn't emerge because there was no rain, and there was no rain because there was no tefillah. There was no tefillah because Adam wasn't created yet to be makir and to understand that he has to be mispal al gshamim. So we see that the gshamim require tefillah because the gsham manat al piderech hateva. Lefi zeh, says the achrayinim, that that's the pshat, beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that the Dor HaMabul was so haughty. There was such Balei Gaiva. They had such Taiva, and they felt so independent and not needing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they said, even Geshamim, even Tibashal Gesham, which is not Al Pi Teva, which is what the world needs the most, needs to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Gevurah's Gesham. You have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to have the rains. You have to have Tefillah in order to be married the Hashpa of the Geshamim. Even the Geshamim, which is not Al Pi Teva, we also don't need a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We have Naharis Mayonis. That means their Kfirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Kaddish Baruch Hu was so great that they were not just Kaifer Mitzad, what they saw in Teva Olam, that things have a Seder, we don't need a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But even that which clearly requires a Kaddish Baruch Hu was directed by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They were Kaifer and they said, we can manage without him. Ki'il Dechas HaShalom, they were saying, there's no Balabayas Bechlal. It's just to bring out the level of kfira that the Dor HaMabul had. Let's move on to another chelik of the Dor HaMabul, another Maimer Chazal. Rabbi Yosi says, Dor HaMabul in Nisgoel b'shvil galgal ayin, ha'ayin, shedem alamayim. They were Nisgoel only because of the galgal ha'ayin, that's the round pupil of the eye, which is like the water. The Ramah is two pshatim. The Ramah says, either Rashi brings them the chayra, it's one pshat, that either means that they saw that Tevasin is Shlema, they saw they had such perfect goodness in their lives, they couldn't imagine they would need anybody else, anything else, and for sure not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they had perfection. And the second shot is that Rishil Gal Gal Ayin means they were Zayin Nachar Einehem. They went after their eyes. And the Mashal explains, since Ha'oitzim Einav Meroes Bero, you see the eye is Meshucha. The eye is drawn out because if you close your eyes, it's flat. It's not ugly, it's not round. But if you keep your eyes open, then you see the round of the eye. So that's what it means. Dor HaMabul in Nisgoel b'shvil galgal ha'ayin. Their eyes were always round because they're always being mistakel in what they should not be mistakel. And because of that, they came to terrible averis, and that's why they deserved such great punishment. Rashi brings it as one. Rashi says, Shereyin tevasin shlema v'hayu goyven einayhem u'minaf v'nachar einayhem. So Rashi seemingly is indicating that because they had such goodness, they were balei geus, and therefore they just went after pleasure. Because when a person feels completely self-sufficient and satisfied and has such goodness, such taiva, of course, it's vayishman yeshur and vayivot. That in itself brings out a midah of kfirah, unless a person works on it. Just a few more oris in the Inyan of the Mabul. It says, Om Rabbi Yechanan Shloisha. It says, after the three springs that were still left, Shloish Nishtayru Mehem, Balua Degeder, Vechamitveria, Veine Rabasi. Mefarshin Ben Yayada, others ask that L'chaira, there's a Messiah that the Mabul did not fall in Eretz Yisrael. If it didn't fall in Eretz Yisrael, so L'chaira is not just Shloish Nishtayru Mehem. You have to say the Shloish Nishtayru Mehem means maybe from Chutz Loretz, Samach L'Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael itself, it had springs by itself because the Dor HaMabul did not fall there. And finally, the most famous Gemara of the Chet of the Dor HaMabul, and Rashi brings in the Chumash, on the Pasuk, Yem Hashem Lenayach, Ketz Kol Bosab Olefonai, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Boyu Rei Kamagodol Koyach Shel Chomus. Look how great is the Koyach of thievery, of robbery. Shari Dor HaMabul over Lakoil, Dor HaMabul were over in all Averis, V'loi Nechta Maleim Gzardino Macheposht Yedeim Begezel. But the Gzardin was only sealed because they stuck out their hands in thievery and stealing. Shnever Kimolo Oretz, Chomos Mivneim, V'ni Mashchisam Es Ha'oretz. that this final decree of the destruction of Dera Mabul is because of the Aveira of Gezel. And all the Mefarshim, Amair over here, that the Chayr, why is Gezel Eimid Beroish? Why is Gezel the worst? The Mashah's Meir, that in Daphne and Zayin Abad Aleph, it says the Tam for the Xeris and Mabul is because they were over in Aveira Zara Gilarayas, other Aveiras, and over here it says because of Chamas. So the Mashah says the Xardin on the Dera Mabul is because of Aveira Zara and Gilarayas and other Aveiras. But the Chasima Sadin was because of Gezel. But still, we need to understand, why is Gezel more chomer than the other Averis? The other Averis Fakert, Averis Zor, Gil Rais, and Shvichas Damim, Averis, or a person is Yaharik Val Yavar. He's Mechuyev to give up his life, not to be over on them. Gezel's not, there's no din, Yaharik Val Yavar, that it should be Nechtam Gezardinam, Al Gezel, Dafka. Why Gezel more than the other Averis, which seemingly are much worse in Halis and Halacha than Gezel? Try to present one or two mahalchim. The Ramban learns that the reason why Gezel is worse is because it's a mitzvah muskelis. It's a mitzvah which is dependent upon seichel. A person understands not to steal. It's also, the Ramban adds, says it's ra'al shemayim ve'ra'al brius. It's both. And the Maral adds in the Gurariyeh that the reason why it was nechtam gzardinam ala Gezel dafka is because Gezel is the hashchosa, the destruction of a yishuv, of an habitation, and a bitl medinius ha'aretz. You can't have a country, you can't have a land with Gezel. People don't respect another person's property or money, then it's a free-for-all. And therefore, the Maral says, mida keneged mida, the world had to be destroyed. Gezel is a terrible thing. Also, he says, because the Gezel is, you steal from many people, doesn't help to do tshuva, you don't know who to return it to. So Gezel is a much worse of Avera, either because it's just practically speaking can't have a country like that, or because Gezel is not shaykh to do tshuva, or it's a mitzvah muskolis. Well, the Meshech Chochem and Pash B'Shalach says a fascinating thing, a fascinating way to understand why Gezel caused the destruction of the Dera Mabul. And he says as follows. He says there are two types of Averas. If you think in the Darchei HaTorah, he says, you find mitzvahs maisiyas, like Aveda Zorah and Gilei Arayas, where the punishment is very great. The punishment is kares or skila, other mises, other death, forms of death. On the other hand, you find that there are mitzvahs, for example, like that have to do with midos, taivos, that have to do with nimusios, which has to do with being gentle, being cultured, being getting along with people, like machlokes, or lashon hara, or rechiles, gezel. And what's the punishment already? It's not even malchus, maybe. It's a lav nitl tashlumin. It's a lav shein bei maisa. We don't kill anybody for it. We don't even give malchus for it. And so why is it true like that? And he says, and moreover, you find that only beyachid. A yachid that does his averis, this is the punishment. If he does chas v'shalom averis zara agilei raiz, and the punishment for b'nei l'chaveri is much less. But when it comes to tzibur, you see the exact opposite. The Yushalmi, he brings the Yushalmi in Peah that says that the Doire of David HaMelech was Kulam Tzadikim. But sometimes they fell with Melchama because they were Bali Lashnara. But the Doire Shal Achav, even though they were Oiv Deavid Azara, but since they were no Dilturian, there were no Bali Lashnara, so they were Yerdin Lamelcham Venatzchenbay. They would go down to war and they would win. See, the Yushalmi says because the Tzibur is not Nishchas, Ba'avid Azara Arayas and Gilei Arayas. Why? The Torah says, "Asheich nitam seich tumasam." But if Klal Yisrael chas v'shalim is nichshal in midos and lashon hara, midos rois and lashon hara and machlokes and sina, then the Torah says the Kashbarach's masalik is shechina, and the Kashbarach there will be a destruction. And b'emes it's beferish in the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara there discusses the reason for the churban bayis rishon and the bayis sheni. Kiyadu, everybody, the Bayis Rishon was Nechav because of the Zorah Gil Arayis Shvichas Damim. And the Bayis Sheni, the Waiskim Torah Mitzvahs, but it was Nechav because of Sinas Chinam. The Gemara and Yuma ask, Mi Heim Gedolim, who is bigger, the people of the Bayis Rishon or the people of the Bayis Sheni? And the Gemara says, Tnu Einechem Bibiro, look at the Beis HaMikdash, which was Chazral the Rishonim, and returned to the first people of the first Beis HaMikdash. It came back, there was a second Beis HaMikdash. But like Chazral Achreinim, and did not come back, and was still in Golos because of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So you see that if the Tzibur is Nishchas, if there's a destruction of the Tzibur because of the Midos Rois, or because of Sina, or Lashon Hara, or Chilas Machlaikis, that's much worse when you look at the Tzibur. So the Chayel, Fides Meshach Chochmetz, Moedik Pshat Neal Gemara, The Gemara says, "Boyerei kama gadol keicha shel chomos," because the Dor HaMabul were over al hakoil. They were taka over in everything. They were over in arayis and avodah zarah, etc. And b'etzem, if you would judge the individual, then each individual should have been chayav misa. But if you look at them like a tzibur, the Ribbon Shalom would be merachim on them, because that, as a tzibur, is not a cause for destruction. But now that they dwaver and gezel, and they were mushchosim in medon lachaveroi, in midois and imusiois, and not just chil shabbos, not just other things that binon lamokim. So bazoy al satzibur, they also had to be destroyed. And you can't be machshim like yechidim, because they did averus of gilei rais and averus zara also. So memela by dor hamabul as the gezel alone, it wouldn't be enough to destroy them. But since it was Hishchas Kol Basar, and each one individually already was Nishchas, with Gili Arayis, and Avodah Zarah, and all the Averis, and now the only way to save them was looking at them like a Tzibur. And a Chanami, they would have been saved as a Tzibur if they would have been perfect, in Menon Lechaveroi, in Midas Toives, and not Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Sinah, and Gezel. But since they were Moshchosim in Menon Lechaveroi, there was Gezel, so it was Nechtam Gizar Dinam, because now as a Tzibur, they had to be destroyed. There was no way to save them. So it's very Geshmak, to Miyashu, the different Gemaras. And a Chanami, Avada, without Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis, they Taka wouldn't have been destroyed either, because we would be able to look at them like Yechidim. But now that they had Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis, that's a reason for them to be destroyed as Yechidim. But no, we could save them because we look at them like a tzibur. It wouldn't be nechtam gzar dinam. So it was only nevdu. They only destroyed because of their fights, because of the fact lack of sholem, because of the gezel. So that's what it means. The Gemara, when it says, look how terrible is the aveir of chomos, like nechtam gzar dinam el ala chomos. And memes, this yisoid of the meshech chochem is yedua. The Maral speaks about it in Siva Sholem, that the Balei HaMachlokes is the worst in terms of Midas HaDin. And what brings out is Mamshich, the Midas HaDin, more than anything in the world, is Machlokes. The Midas HaDin is Masuch Aleim, like we saw by Kairach, even the Ketanim HaMesim. And the Kodesh Baruch is not Marvel Midoisev Kaviyochel. If the person is Marvel Midoisev in this world, the Kodesh Baruch is Marvel Midoisev Kaviyochel in their din. But if they are not Mavim Midoisav, and there's Gezel, and there's Chomos, and there's Averis, but only Chaveroi, and there's no Midas Tevis, so then their Rebbeinu Shem was also not Mavim Midoisav Kaviyochel to Danil of Nimrish Shur Sadin, and therefore the whole Dor HaMabul was Nevar. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara when it says that the Gzar Din was because of Chomos. Further down on the Amud, the Gemara brings Tana Devei Bishmol, Af al Noach Nechtach Gzar Din. Also on Noach was there a Gzar Din to be destroyed. El Shemotzo Chein Meini Hashem. He found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Shnemar Nichamti Ki Asisim. V'Noach Motzo Chein Meini Hashem. Noach found favor in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, and therefore he wasn't destroyed. The obvious question is, how does it help in a Sias Chein that he shouldn't be destroyed together with Dor HaMabul? Was he worthy or was he not worthy of being destroyed? If he is worthy of being destroyed together with Dor HaMabul, what's this inyan of the Sias Chein? Elamai, he wasn't worthy, so why would it be necessary to have an Asiyas Chein? He wasn't worthy, he was a tzaddik. And if anything, isn't it clear in the Psukim it says, Neach ish tzaddik tom moi b'dei roisav? So how could you say that it was Nechtach Gzar Din on Neach together with the Dor HaMabul, which we show him? It's clearly in the Psukim that Neach himself was a tzaddik. Tzaddik tomim. He wasn't deserving of death together with the Dor HaMabul. So why did he require a special Nesias Chein not to be included in the Gzei of the Dor HaMabul? Says the Yad Ramah that the pshat in this is because the Oilam is Nidoin Acha Ruboi. The world is judged after Roiv of the world. It says, Ki Nechamti Ki Asisim, which includes the world. Once the Rebbeinu Shem decided Ruboi of the Welt is not deserving of being kept alive, a destruction is in place. So then the whole world follows suit. And that's how we know the klal. The klal is that kimish nitin rishus l'mashchis, once the mashchis has a rishus to destroy, is not mavchin min tzadikim l'rishoyim. So Noach would have been included in the oilam not because he was worthy on his own of being destroyed as a rasha, he was a tzadik tamim b'day raisav, but he was a chelik of the klal. But Noach was motzei chem, and Hashem says the Ramah, and the Rebbeinu Shem was matol of chazdoi and did with him lifnim mishuras hadin. So we need to understand this, because if takad anhagi is to destroy everybody, even the tzaddikim together with the rishoyim, because there is a gzar din in the kol olam kulay and the olam is din nacharubay. So how did Noach escape that? What does it mean? Matzachem b'ni Hashem, and Hashem did with him lifnim ashur zadin. Ulay, we could explain it based on the Rambam and Ilchas Tshuva. The Rambam Ilchas Tshuva in Perek Gimel talks about somebody who is avaynoisav merubin mizchiyosav, somebody who is averos, a greater than his zechuyos. Then the halacha is miyad humeis berishay. Right away, he's deserving of death because he has more averos than he has zechuyos. If his zechuyos are more than his avaynoisav, then he's deserving of being kept alive, depending on who has more or less. And the Rambam says not only a person individually, but a Medina also. A Medina shavaneisav merubin, a Medina that more averus than zchusim, miyadi oivedus. Right away it gets destroyed, and he brings the raya from Sodom, shnei mazaka, Sodom v'amayir ki rabba. Not only Sodom, but v'chein kol olam kuloi. Imay avaneisav merubin miyadi nishchusim. Where's that right to that? From the Dara Mabul, Vayar Hashem ki rabbo roas ha'odam ba'aretz. And since there are more avaynos than zechuyos, so male the Rabbeinu Shleilam felt, made a gzera, and the gzera is on the whole world to be destroyed. What's that shikul of zechuyos and avaynos? That's not lefi gadlan, the Rambam says, it's only the Rabbeinu Shleilam can make that cheshbon. So it comes out that even though Noach was a tzaddik, like it says in the Pasuk, Noach was ish tzaddik, tomoy b'deroisov, but the gzar din was in the whole world because he was nichl, including the gzera. So we have to explain and say that the Nesias Chain was that he was taken out of the din akloli, that he had to be nitzel, could be, that's why he needed a special tevim, yuchedes, with a mechitza around him, to take him out of the klal of the oilam, she should not be nichlal in the gzera of the oilam. In other words, the Farshim asked that why the Rebbeinu Shlom have to make a teva in order to save Noach, why couldn't he just save Noach? In many ways, Yad Hashem Tikta, a way to make a nace, that Noach should not be destroyed. Idea Mabul, now the Teretz is, because the world was nigzer on it to be destroyed, and Noach was a chelik of the oilam. If Noach was a chelik of the Velt, Avadi was included in the gzar din of the Velt, and mainly he was be destroyed together with everybody. It's only because of Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed him to make a separate teva and to be moitzi himself michlal ha'olam that he was zaycha not to be destroyed. That was the Nesias Chen Hashem did of Nimr Shus Adin to give him an opportunity to get out of the klal ha'olam. The Vemes came in that the Velt brings B'shem the Biskarov that the Targum on the Pasuk of Tzadik Tomim is Zakai Shlim. Zakai Shlim means that Noach was a Tzadik Gomer without any Avera whatsoever. And the Mela, we could say like this. The Biskarov says there's a chilik between a Tzadik, regular Tzadik, or Tzadik She'ena Gomer, and Tzadik Gomer. A Tzadik She'ena Gomer is automatically Nichlal and Nidoim with the whole world. But the tzaddik, which is tzaddik gomer, is not nichlal in the gzer of the whole world, and therefore, when the targum says on the pasuk tzaddik tomim zakai shlim, the targum is telling us that Noach was a tzaddik gomer, and that's why he's not included in the gzer al kol olam. Remember, the gemara avodah zara davdal is mechali between the tzaddik gomer in this fashion and tzaddik she'ena gomer. But the Biskarov asks that our sugi is not mashm like that. Our sugi is mashm that Be'emes Noach was yes nichlal in the gzar din of the whole world, and he should have been destroyed. It was a motzachein b'nei Hashem, like the Yad Ramah says. It was a fnim mishur sadin. It was an extra thing. It wasn't that he was a tzadik gomer, and maybe he's not nichlal in the gzair of the oilam. It's mashma that he was taki yes worthy of being part of the world. He wasn't separate. He wasn't special. It's just a special nasiyas chein. Others in Yashmi, the Biskarov, maybe that this anhaga gufa, that a tzaddik gomer is not nichlal in the gzar din, that is gufa the inyan of the Nesias Chein, of the Rebbeinu Shlem. He might see mechlal the oilam, he's not part of the oilam, he's not part of the world. That's the lefnim rishus din, that anhaga itself. The tzaddik, why should a tzaddik gomer be different than a tzaddik? We're talking about a tzaddik. A tzaddik gomer is different, he's not included in the gzair of the oilam. What makes him out of the oilam? So that itself is a Nesias Chein. Or maybe the pshat is, it says, Odom in tzaddik bars ashias tevel yechta. It says only the four people were made to be eat of shal nachash. Only four people died because of the chetar eitz adas, but all the tzaddikim had a shtikla of an avera. So let me tell you, derech hateva, it's not shayach, but tzaddik not to an avera. If you find a tzaddik that was never done an avera, he's a tzaddik gomer, that's already the mayim of derech hateva. That's a be'etzel of nimishur sadin. That's be'etzel of nimishur sadin. That's gufa dan haga, that if somebody's a tzaddik gomer and he behaves so perfectly that he's not not following derech ha-teva, so then he's roy not to be nichlal in the oilam, and mainly is saved from the din al kol ha-oilam. The embassy can maybe add to this a beer and say that a tzaddik is nichlal in the gzeir of the whole world. It means that even though mitzad atzma he's roy to be saved, once he did an aveira, he's already included in the cheshbon of mitzvah aveiras, of zchias and avinus. Somebody that tzaddik gomor, he never did an aveira, so he's never nichlal in the cheshbon oilam. So if he's not nichlal in the cheshbon oilam, you don't say that he's part of the oilam, say ninnabos rubai. So that means that tzaddik gomor is nitzel because it's akein midah keneged midah. He was mighty atzim mechlal tzaddikim. In other words, there's tzaddikim and there's rishayim. Tzaddikim are ruben zchuyas. And even if they did averes, then they did tshuvan averes. But he was once nichlal in the chelik of the world, that part of the cheshbainus of the mitzvahs and averes of the ganze welt. The Mela, if it is a gzer in the ganze welt, he's included. But he's a tzaddik of the welt, but he's still a chelik of the oilam. A tzaddik gomor was mighty himself from the klal tzaddikim. He did lamayim derech hatev, he never did aver at all. So Kadosh Baruch is also misnayig with him, shleik derech hatev, all of the imishas adin, and he's mighty mechlal oilam. And maybe that's the gedder of the nesiyas chen of a tzaddik gomor. Al kaponim, we're trying to be masbir that be'etzem noyach was included in the gzeir of the whole world because once the oilam is nidain, it's nidain basarubai, and once the oilam is nidain lamisa, so even tzaddikim are included in that. And we're trying to explain that noyach with a tzaddik gomor is zakai shlim, and that gufa is maybe the nesiyas chen that tells us that he's not included in the gzeir of the whole oilam. And tzkein amida, k'negan amida, he was mighty himself in the teva of regular tzaddikim, and mainly deserves to be separate from all other people of the world and to be nitzel. Towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara darshens the pasuk Mikoil Asher Becharova Mesu, from all that which was on dry land they died, Veloi Dagim Shebeyam, and not the fish in the sea. L'chayra, Bishleim, if you understand that the reason why the animals died is because they were Mashchis Darkam. It's a Medrash, it's a Psikta Zutrasi, and then a Pashas Breishis that says that the reason why the behemoths and the chayas were deserving of being destroyed together with the people is because they were also mashchis darkam. They're not only the people wicked, but in a certain sense that had ashpa on the behemoths, had ashpa on the whole bria, and everybody was mashchis as darkam. Not only the adam, but also the behemoth. like the Beis Halevi explains, that they had to destroy even the three gimel tfachim of the Oimek HaMachresha, the Mabel had to destroy even the earth itself, because when the Adam on Apneo Adama is Mashchiz Darko, it has Ashpa on the whole world, and even the Behemoths and the Chayas and even the earth itself has a certain level of Hashchasa, although Behemoths and Chayas don't have their own Bechira, but they also committed these acts of Hashchasa, and therefore they were all deserving to be destroyed. So Ebazoi, you could really explain and say that the reason why the dogim, the fish, were spared is because they were not mashchis darkam. They were not. They were mesu because they shchisu darkam. Why were the fish not affected? Maybe you could say because the fish were inside the sea, not a chelik of the oretz. It's only al pnei ha'adama. Only the adama was nishba, not dogim shebeyam. They're protected. They're not seen. But whatever the case is, it's understood that if the dagim shebayam were not chayte, they were not mashchiz darkam, so they were not nichlal in the gzeir of the mabul, and therefore they were not mesu, they didn't die. Then Mr. Ritva in Kedushin of Yud Gimel says that there was not nigzer gzeir ala dagim because lo yeshchisu darkam. They were not mashchiz their ways. Since they were not mashchiz their ways, they were not deserving of getting destroyed. But the kash is as follows. If you learn, like the Hemshech HaGemara is mashma, that the reason why the behemoths died is because they were nivru tzerech ha'adam. And if there's no adam, there's no reason for behemoths. The Gemara says right before that, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Hashem destroyed all living creatures on the world. The Gemara asks, im adam chata, behemah chata. The humans sinned, the behemoths didn't sin, so why are you destroying all the animals? And the Gemara says, right before this, Tana Mishum Rabbi Shum and Karcha, Moshal Adam Shasa Chuppah Livinai, a person made a chuppah for his son, Vizkin, Kol Mine Suda, he made many different preparations, different types of the soup for the Suda, and the young Mace Benai, his son died, Amid Opizah's Chuppah, he gave away everything. He said, Kluma Sisi, why did I make such a beautiful Suda? El Bishvil Mini, only for my son. Achshav Shemeis, if my son is dead, Chupal Amali. What do I need this whole Suda? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said, Kulum Barasi, I created Be'ema V'chayel B'shvil Adam. They were only created for the sake of serving mankind. Achshav Shadam Chayte, now that man sinned, man did Averis, Be'ema V'chayel Amali. Why would I need the Be'ema V'chayel? So if that's true, and then right after that, the Gemara brings Mikael Shebech Rav Mason Lidogim Shebiyam. L'chayra, the same reason why there's no point in having the Be'emas and the Chayas, because they were only created L'tzarech Adam, and the Adam was destroyed, so they deserve being destroyed. So the Dogim also, what's the purpose of having fish if there's no human beings? The whole purpose of the fish are also L'chayra, to serve man and to be there for Adam. If Adam is not here, so there's no purpose in the fish, just like there's no purpose in the Be'emes and the Chayis. So Ibazoi, in a Chanami, Yidash, in the Pasim, Yikol Shebecharova, it's Mashma, Lafuke, the Dogim. But why? Why were the Dogim not destroyed, just like the Be'ema and the Chaya? So Ulai, we can answer this based on the same Gemara condition that the Ritva speaks about. The Gemara condition of Yud Gimel says, that Mi She'ena Yedea B'tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin, somebody who's not knowledgeable in all the halachas of gittin, of divorce, and kedushin of marriage, is garua yais, is worse than the Dor HaMabul. They're much worse. Because Dor HaMabul, the fish, didn't die. And the brings psukim that a person like yedea tiv gittin kedushin, even the fish will die as a punishment. That means everything is totally in the goydel achet and the pegam. So it's possible to say that even though enecharami, the Dor HaMabul was chotu, and there's no tzorech for the behemoth v'chayis, but lamaisa, the reason why the behemoth v'chayis died is because of the pegam of that chet. Not just there's no tzorech. There's no tzorech to have them there if there's no Adam, but to male, the pegam of the chet is enough to reason to destroy them also. But if there's no pegam of the pegam of the chet, the Dor HaMabul obviously was not so great that the dogim had to die. Mashenkin, Oinshin shall arise, and somebody's not yedea, but Tiv Gitmi Kedushin, the pegam of that achet is so great that it affects even the Dogim Shemayam. Means the Gemara is telling us in Kedushin that the reason why the Dogim did not die by the Chet HaMabul is because the pegam of the Chet did not reach so wide to affect also the Dogim. Even though Lechair is no Tzairich, it's not no Tzairich, but that alone wouldn't be a reason enough to destroy them. You have to come on to the other reason of the Pekam Achet, that's the Shteitin Gemara, that's the contrast between the Dogim and the Chet Adar HaMabul, which did not kill the Dogim, and somebody who's not Yedeh, but Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin. Somebody is loose in Arayis, Chas V'Shalom, is that the Pekam of such a Chet is much worse. The Einish of Arayis, and somebody who's not Yedeh, but Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin, is worse than the Dar HaMabul. And Memela, even the Dogim, will die. Well, maybe it's all one time. Says the whole reason why the behema were chot, like we said before, is because they were nimshechu achachatoy b'ni adam. They have no bechir and toiv and ra. It's only nimshech achar the adam, and that's the reason why the nimshech achar adam is because they were nivru l'tzerech v'shimash adam, not for their own tachlis. In other words, the Gemara, it's not two pshatim why Adam and Chaya were destroyed. Adam, not the pshat is that you can understand. That's one reason is because the chet of Adam caused the hashpa in the whole world to be bad, and therefore they were destroyed because they were chatu. Or no, it's they were only created l'shimash Adam. If there's no purpose in Adam, there's no purpose in the in Ve'im v'Chaya. But it could be really it's one pshat, and that's really what the Gemara in Dushan is saying. That the reason why they were mashchis darkam, the reason why they also were niskalkel, is because they're nimshach achar adam. Why are they nimshach achar adam? Because they were only created litzerach shimush adam, not for their own purpose. There's no reason to create behemoth v'chayis on their own. Only because there's adam, do we need behemoth v'chayis. So memela, whatever adam is like, that affects also the behemoth v'chayis. So since the Adam was Mashchis Darkoi, therefore the Be'emin Chai were also Mashchis Darkom, and that's why they deserve to be destroyed. In fact, it's Mamash HaHemshech in the Gemara by us, that the whole purpose of Adam, of Behema and Chai is only Tzarech Adam. And if Adam is going to be Mashchis Darkoi, Avada the Be'emin and Chai also will become Mushchasim, and then they all deserve being destroyed. But the Gemara says, "Mikhaila shebecharava meisiv le'dogim shmeyam," which means that, like the Gemara in Kedusha says, "Nafiyud Gimel," that the goydel achet of the Dor HaMabul wasn't so vite, wasn't so great, wasn't to that extent that it should affect also the dogim shmeyam. It shouldn't. They were therefore they were not mashchis darkam, and therefore they didn't die. And that's what the Gemara Kedushin is saying. Blafuke, the chet of Mishaini Deb, Tivgitmi Kedushin, is worse. That that'll affect even the Dogim. That means the Maral in Zvachim, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that the Nevroim all in the world, all Nimshichu Achri Odom, and that's Takin of Shat, while Unisku Shein Aminam. But the Dogim Shemiyam were not Nimshichu Achrov. Also, the Yisoid is because the whole reason why they were created, the Adam, Behema and Chayes, is only Tzarech HaAdam. It's their secondary, they're subservient, they're there to serve. And if the Adam, and they're of course automatically Nimshach Acher Adam. If the Adam is Niskalkal, they're Niskalkal. So they'll be destroyed, not the, even their Hashchasa is not a cause for destruction on its own because they're like Bali Bechir and they get, it's not a punishment. It's a de facto, it's what happens if Adam is Mashchiz Darka, and then automatically that which is Nimshach Acher is Mashchiz Darka, and available. They deserve, they have to be destroyed. So that's the Gemara saying that the fish were not nimshach achet chet ha'odam because it wasn't azay vait. The Bemes, there's a the Ben Yoyada that says that this Gemara is the mekor for the minig ha'olam to eat dogim on Shabbos. Some say, because maybe we just said till now, that the Mila of the dogim shows us that the chet of the Dara Mabel wasn't so vait. Wasn't so terrible, wasn't as bad as affecting even the Dogen Shemayam. There's a small, small place of Limud Tzchus. And Melo, for the Kedusha Shabbos, we want to remember that small Limud Tzchus of the Bria Sa'olam, and that's why we eat Dogen. But the Ben Yoyada says to show that the Eish of Gehenim is not Shailat on Shabbos. Just like the Peronius and the Eish of the Dara Mabul wasn't Shailat on the Dogen, so too the Eish of Gehenim is not Shailat on Shabbos. So it's really a dimyon. It's just the dogim of merames of this nekuda that the eish of Gehenim is not shailed on Shabbos. Shabbos the shayim out of Gehenim. Just like dogim also, there was no shlita on them in Peronius. So Shabbos also, that's the meaning that to eat dogim all gimel sudas of Shabbos to show that the eish of Gehenim is not shailed on Shabbos. Let us go now to Daf Kufches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Doresh Rava Darshin. What does it mean? Lapid buz laashtus shanon nochoin lemoyade rogel. He says malamed shaynech atzadik mechiach oisam v'omalem dvarmishim koshim kalapidim. Noach atzadik was giving teichach, was giving musar, was giving rebuke to the Dara Mabul. V'yem evazen oisoy. They disgraced him. Omalei zokein. Teva zulam. What are you making this teva? Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu meva leichem esam Mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a Mabul. So they said, no, they came to many different answers to him, that we have ways to protect ourselves. It's going to come in a Shemayim. We have something called an Akev, an Ikesh, of different things. We have nothing to worry about. What's the Havan in this? So once heard that the Shelchudis Gemara, Pasik in Mishle. Pasik in Mishle, Yesh Boite Kimadkeres Chorev Veloshin Chachom in Marpe. And the Goin in the Bira Gra Mishle explains the Pasik that there are two types of Techochom. There's a techocha where you say difficult words, hard words for a person to hear, and you tell him what he's doing wrong, but you don't tell him how to fix it. And there's a second oifen of techocha where you guide the person how to be mesakin his chet. So he teaches the pasuk as follows: Yesh baita, a person baita lashon of bita is speaking. Kimad kireis charev. Kimad kireis charev is like a spear, like a sword. A sword that there's no refuah l'makosa. It's like a mad kireis charev, just a spear, just telling him what he did wrong. And he knows what he did wrong, and he's taka. He has to figure out in himself how to get out of it, how to do tshuva. He knows that he has to misaken it, but he doesn't have an oifen how to fix the chet. And the end of the pasuk is v'loshen chachamim marpe. Loshen chacham marpe means because the way a chacham gives techocha is by being meir the derech how to misaken, how to fix things up. And this is brought down in the Sipurna in Parshas Bereishis that he teaches. He says that noach, even though he was mitztayin, he was unbelievable in the first oifen of Techocha, of Yesh Boita, Kemat Keres Cherev, like the Pasik is Mashma, Lapid Buz, Laoshtois, Shanan Nochel, Moide Regal, he's Mechiach Dois, he said, Dvarm Koshim Kalapidim, he said to them that you're heading for destruction, you're heading for being destroyed, the world's going to be destroyed with a Mabul, and he told them because you're Chatoim. But he was not the kind of the second half of the Pasik. The second half of the pasuk that says Loshen Chacham Marpe, which would give them with Malamed as Doiroi Lodas as Hashem Oleitiv Zulose, to teach them how to be better and how to prove their ways in a certain way. That's he was. That was a Taina Ashtikla Noach, that like it says May Noach Zeisli, that Noach was not misak in his dur. He was above his dur, and he was gave musa to his dur, and he was worthy of being saved, but he didn't accomplish that his dur should understand the way to escape the einish of that's awaiting them, and the way out, which is nirmaz in this pasuk of Loshen Chacham and Marpe. And he was only Mekai the first half. Yesh Boit to Kamad Kreis Chorav, like Smaduik Tez Lashinus, that the Gemara brings on top of Kuvches Mabez, that he told in Dvarim Koshim Klapinim, difficult words, very strong words. The Gemara continues a little later. The Gemara says, on the Posik Tsoyar Tase La Teva. The Noyach made a Tsoyar, made a Tsoyar. What does a Tsoyar mean? There's two Pshatim in the Gemara. If a Tsoyar Tase La Teva means that he was Kevea Avonim Tovim Margolius, if it means that he went ahead and he brought Avonim Tovim and Margolius, beautiful stones, in order to mayor for them, and the male, that's Lashon of Tzoyar. But Rashi and Chumash brings another pirish that it means a chaloin, a window. Made a window, Tzoyar Tassel Tevim made a window for light. Now, L'chaira, you have to say there was a chaloin there, because if there's no chaloin, how can you say later in the psukim that he sent out a yayna, he's pesach the chaloin, and he's shaleach the yayna? Rishayna Master's Kashin Chizkuni says that Avada there was a chaloin. There's no shayla there was a chaloin. It had to be a chaloin because it says later, V'yiftach has a chaloin. Nayach opened the chaloin. He sent out the oir, he sent out the yayna. So it says, but no, but it had to be closed, says Chizkuni, because of a mabul. So when it was closed, what gave them light? That's the Al-Gemara that says Tzayat Haslateva means there was Avonim Toivim Margolius to be mayor for them. So the Chayra, it's totally in a Machlaikis in Yerushalmi and Psochim. It's Machlaikis, Yerushalmi and Psochim, if the Mazolis were Mishamish Mea Mabul, if they were the Mazolis, if you had light, if there was any external light, the Chayra, if there was external light, so the chayra, the only time you needed Avonim Tovim Margolius is when the chaloin was sussum. But if there was no external light at all, so it didn't make it up kamina that it was a chaloin. You could have had a chaloin there, and the chaloin was used later to shaleach as a yayna, but it wouldn't have helped you for light anyway, because the mazals were not mishavish mea mabul. If the mazals were not shimshu mea mabul, so there was no light. So the only way to have light is like our Gemara says, that the other pshat in Tzayir Tasla Teva, Avon and Tev Margolius Loher Lem. So in a Chanami, Rashi and Chumash Loher, those are the two pshatim are telling this machlaikis. When Rashi brings that the Tzayir, which is referring to a Chaloyin, was Loher Lohem, it must be going like the Madomber that the Mazols were, yes, Shimshu B'Teva. They were Mazols in the time of the Mabul, in Mea Mabul. And the other pshat that the Tzayir was the Evan Teva Loher Lohem, even though they had a Chaloyin, it had to be a Chaloyin, but the Chaloyin didn't help them. The chalain only helped to mishaleich after the ayna, but not to bring light, because there was no mazalis at the teva at all. The Gemara a little further says, "Vayishalach es oirev, omrei shlokish, tshuva nitzachas heshivu oirev lenayach." A good answer, that's a winning answer, responded the oirev to noyach. Omalei said to him, "Rabchos sein ani, your master hates me, v'atas inasani, and you also hate me." Rabcha Sinani, the Rabbi Shalom hates me because Minat Torah is Shiva, Minat Tanayim Shnayim. And you also hate me because you instead of sending out for the Min Shiva, you're sending out for the Min Shnayim. And if Chas V'Shalom, the Sar Chama, the Sar Tzina, attacks me, if the angel of the sun or the angel of the cold, one in charge, is going to somehow cause me my death, then the island is going to be Chaser Bria Achas. And then he sticks in afterwards Hashem al Ishti at Tzarech. And he says, maybe you're after my wife, after my spouse. And he said, Noach said back, Rosho, b'mutali nesali, b'nesali le'kolshke. It's usher in the teva, b'chlal, tash shemit is usher. For sure, it's usher in the ishtay shel, the benzug of the oirev. So firstly, the Ben Yoyada points out that the oirev didn't speak anything at all. It says, tshuva nitzacha seishivo oirev le'noach. The oirev didn't speak. There's no words. And mitech, the simonim that the oirev did, Noach understood what it would want to say, but not that the Oirev said anything. There's no words coming out of the Oirev. Agam l'chayra, from the Arizal and Perek Shira, is mavur that they say dvarim mamish. It's that it says in Perek Shira, it says this the pill says this, and the Oirev says this. So it could be that's not from the actual behemoth or the chaya or oif, it's from the sar and the mazel of the Oirev. And l'chayr, it's much like that, because the chiddush in the Torah, where do we find ever a balchai speak? The chiddush in the Torah that a balchai spoke is by the psichas pia osin. The osin spoke back to Bilam. And the Gemara says in Psachim that the psichas pia osin was nivra be'er shavs min hashmoshes. So Vaisecha is that only that Dibur was Nivra, but every other Dibur is not a real Dibur, it's Lavdavka Dibur. So also in Perek Shira, could be it means the Malach, not the actual Behemoth V'chaya. And so to an Av Gemara, like the Ben Yayada points out, it's not the Erev himself speaking. It's the Siman that he did that the Noach understood what he was trying to say. Now, what did the Erev say? The Erev said that he was Choshenim on Noach for going after his Bazug. So and Noach said back, it's a Kavachayimim, Mutali Nesar, V'nesali Eloi Kolshkeim. You have to know what the Kal V'chaimer is. Maybe that the Ishta, he was not Nichshal because he was Bolel Kodem HaMabul. It's not Yitzrei Teikvay. Mashenk Meishas HaOyrev. If I care, that's the whole reason why it's Mutter to Miyachi with a Nida and also Mechol HaRai is because of Pas Pesale. It could be anyway, the Gemara is this appellate because Revia Soif is also not something which the Yetzer is taken for. It's not something which the Yetzer pushes a person to do. So it could be that's good for the Tshuva of Noach. Noach was saying back to the Erev, Meshugina, you mean Choshmi on Bazugcha, I'm after the Basmin of Erev. Doesn't make sense. But maybe if I care, maybe if Erev, because if not, then the Erev, you can say the Erev was Choshim Noach, then says that Choshim you on Bazugay also. Maybe you Bolev Sechateva, maybe you Taka, we're not careful with the halacha that Vishas Rava in that you can't Vishash Mitosli. Well, it's fair what the truth of Noach is. Mimutli Nesar, Benesli Kolshken. Either Noach should have just said back that this is a Dover Muzar, it's a Dover Pella. What do you mean Choshim me for the Bazugay? It's not Tsugapas, there's no Yitzre Toikvay. And if there is such a tie of Yitzhak Toik, so what's the terrorist? The Ishti is Nesim. Ishti is other reasons why you were not Nichshel either, because Pas Pesalei, or maybe Taka Wurbol, that's good for the tie of the Oirev. Ashtikla Ora remains on what was the Tshuva of Noach back to the Oirev. Another Gemara a little further, Noch Inyan, the Gemara says, by the Yoinas, he's in the Ali Zayas Toirev Befiyu. And the Gemara says a very famous Maimer Chazal that we learned out from the story of the Yoina. That the Yoina was saying, it's Kilo was saying, Arab laws, Amra Yoina from the Akash Baruch Hu Baina Shloilam, Yim was a Noisai, my Mazayin is my Parnasa, should be Merurim Kazayas, it's better than my Parnasa, should be bitter like a Zayas, like an olive, Umisurim Biyodcha, but should be given over in your hands, it should be from you. Val Yim, Masukim Kidvash, I don't want it to be sweet like honey, Masurim Yad Basav Adam. So we see that a Zayas, Lechaira, is bitter. The Taisim Sachim and Daflam and Vav, Taisim says, we're discussing the meaning of Mor. What is Mor? So one side, then Taisim, maybe that Mor means a Zayas. Maybe the Zayas is Mor, is Mar. It says over here that the Zali Zayas Tarfifia. So Taisim says, don't say Mor is the Zayas, because only the Elan itself, the tree, is Mar. It says, Ole Zayas Mor Bifia, but the pre itself is Mosga sweet. And Mor has to be like Matzah, just like Matzah is a Minzroim and not the Elon, so it can't be that Mor refers to the actual tree. Mor has to be the Pri, just like the Matzah has to be the Minzroim, and the Pri itself is not bitter. He brings also, it says Mechilta, on the Pasuk V'yireyu Hashem ate, that the eitz that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu to throw into the Mayim, to make the Mayim sweet, was a bitter eitz. And which eitz is a bitter eitz? That's Zayas, because there's nothing bitter in all trees, and all trees more than the Zayas. So Mela, the Marshal says, that's Kran now Gemara, that a person should not mitzapel Shulchan Acherim. Shulchan Acherim is the pre, and the Moiser extra from Shel Basav Adam. Don't look for extras from Basav Adam. You should be happy with what the Rebbeinu gives you. That's the Ole Zayas. Ole Zayas is the bare minimum. Be happy. If you're happy with whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you, like the Ole Zayas, which is the bare tree, the bare part, the leaf, so then a person's happy. He says, Merurim, it's talking Merurim, it's talking not with moisture, it's talking not with a lot, not with plenty, but it's Mesurim Biyodcha, it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't look at the pre, don't be Mesukim Midvash, that's the pre, that's the which is Taka sweet, don't look at that, because then your Chaim is not a Chaim. He must not be Mu'ud, Ezo Osher, like it says in Oves, HaSameach Mechelkei. Interesting that the Achreinim asks, from this Taisvis on a Shach in Yeridea, Simen Tzadik Vav, Simkot Nechof. The Shach says over there that Zaysim olives themselves are charifim. That Zayas has a din of a dover charif. Where in the Torah do you see that a Zayas is bitter? That it has a dover charif. Zayas is sweet, and olive is sweet, l'chayra. We come and taste it, sounds like olive is sweet. The Shach says, like Yoina said. The Yoina said, by Noach, Yim is a noisai merurin kezayas. My mezayin should be bitter like a zayis. You see that a zayis is taka dova mar, so it's a dova chorf. L'chayr le'tais, it's not a raya, because Taisvis says clearly that what is mar, what's bitter, only the eights. when it says Ale Zayis, the eitz is bitter, but not the pri. The pri is sweet. So how can the Shach say, I'll bring Zaysim, I'll consider Dova Choref, and I have a raya from how Gemara and Sanhedrin, of Kuf Chesim and Beis, that it says that a Yoina said to Noach, that said to the Baruch Shem, it's a Noishim Rurin Kazayis. It doesn't mean the Etzim Zayis itself. So the Netziv in Tshuva, in Meshiv Dover, in Chelik Beis Simich of Dalet, is Miyashiv. He says the Iker of the Zayis is the Shemen, is the oil that's contained inside of it. So when Taisim Sachem says, Achidish, when Taisim Sachem says that only the Olashal Zayis is bitter, but not the Zayis, he doesn't mean the bark, then the Ola Lafuke, the Pri of the Zayis. The Pri of the Zayis is also bitter, like the Shach says. It's also Dover Charef. What Taisim meant was Lafuke, the Shemen. The shemen that's inside of the zayis, that's not bitter. The oil is not bitter. The oil is, we use it for salads, we use it for things, we eat it. The oil is not a bitter thing. The oil is oil. It's a geshmak ezach oil that comes out of the zayis. The zayis itself is taka sharp, is davar charef. That's miyash of the shach. That means the shach is saying that the pri hazayis is davar charef, the rise from the ali zayis taref b'viu. I, Taisim Sachem, says that it can't be more because it's not bitter, only the Oli Zayis. Taisa doesn't mean only the Oli Zayis, Lafuke, the Zayis itself. The Zayis is also Dovamar. It means Lafuke, the Ikri Shal Zayis. The Ikri Shal Zayis is the Shemen. The Shemen, Taken Echanami, is Taken not bitter, is Taken very sweet. Nope. So it comes out, according to this Netziv, that what's Merurin Kazayis? Merurin Kazayis is everything about the Zayis. Yeah, the Oli Zayis, and the Zayis itself also is Merurin. Not just Oli Zayis Tarif Fiyu. It's all Zayis. It's just the Shem that comes out of it. It's Taka sweet. Actually, there's a smach for this. The Gemara says that Kosis Lamor, it says that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives Yisurim and Tzoris to Klal Yisrael to beat it, like a beating an olive. What comes out? The beautiful Shemen. So the Shem, it could be everything. The whole thing is Mar. And the whole thing, what makes sweet is when it's crushed, when it's the shem which comes out of it. That's the ikar part of the pri of the zayis, and that's taka the part which is musik. Last piece, another last shtickle. The Gemara says in the end, towards the end of the Amid, the Gemara says mishpachaseihem yotzum nateva. They left the teva according to their families. Om Rav Yechanan lemishpachaseihem veloi heim. The mishpachas have the teva, not them. All the Mepharshim tells on this Gemara. What does it mean? The Mishpachos and the families left v'loy heim. What do you mean loy heim? They left the table also. So what does it mean? The Mishpachos v'loy heim. So the Yad Ramah says that it means as follows: they all left the table. They were all saved. They were all alive. They were alive. The Mishpachos heim. They left as families. They left all the minim left. They all escaped. They all were still surviving. But they were survivors. They were broken and smashed. They were not healthy like they were before. The Yad Ramah says it's Tsar Godol Hoyle Beteva. They had terrible, terrible pain. It was a terrible, difficult time for them in the Teva. Then Muzain is saying, what Tlumbi had Basav Adam, they had to be dependent upon Noach for food, for livelihood, to be sustained, to keep themselves going. And they never saw the day of light, the light of day. And that's Lashon V'loy Heim, not the way they were before. Mishmachoseim, they left the Teva, but V'loy Heim. Not the way they when they walked in. They walked in healthy minim, healthy behemoths, healthy chayas, and they walked out shvurim ritzutzim tzebrachana avshtika. But the ma'isa, they came out. They survived, but they were survivors. They were not. They didn't have a picnic in the whole tevis. That's the tashin of pasuk loyheim. The meshachochm is mevar that the site of adava was that they all required a chinuch of yud beis chaydish to accustom them to live with less. To live with a small amount of mezainus, but tzimtzum, and not to love to live with such luxury to be able to that would lead to stealing. We know that the reason why there was a gzar din of the malbol is because of chomos. Chomos, gzela, taking something which doesn't belong to you, it comes from a need that you have to live a higher lifestyle, to have more. But if you're nisragel, if you're nischanech, if you're accustomed to a good chinuch of only needing that which you have and being happy with what you have and managing, so then you won't come to Gezel. So it was a training ground in the Teva to uproot those midos rois that they had that caused a whole world to sin. So that's what it means. The pasuk says, "Mishachachma l'mishbechaisam." Mishbechaisam means they'll makabel themselves to be medabek b'minon, to stay to their own kind and not go away. And v'loy heim, and not heim, means they were taken not the same as they walked in. But not that they were not the same, like the Yad Ramah says, because they were now broken in heart, and broken in spirit, broken in body and in spirit. But now they were like a beriach hadosha. It was nischalev tzurosim legamri. Now they were a whole different type of a creature. They were a creature that knew how to keep and be happy with what it has and be sustained with what it's given and not have to come on to Gezel and Chamos and take that which does not belong to them. So it was a tikkun on the Shoyrish HaChet that caused all the averes of the Dor HaMabul. It was a training ground. It was a musar yeshiva that prepared them for normal life, that the world that should not come to destruction a second time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.